In 2016, West Virginia experienced some of the worst flooding on record after what experts called a once-in-a-thousand-year event. Climate scientists say the region can expect more intense rainfall events, and with them, a greater risk of flooding. Officials and communities are taking steps to be more resilient to flooding. But reporter Brittany Patterson found that a state office created to improve resiliency has stalled, and some observers say the state is still avoiding the important conversation needed about the risks from climate change.
It's been more than 3 years since torrential rainfall brought floodwaters rushing through the streets of the small southern West Virginia town of Raynell. But John Wyatt remembers like it was yesterday.
I mean, the water was so swift down there, and there were propane tanks floating around and all the gas that was just looked like fog.
As we drive through town, he shows me some of the homes that have been rebuilt here.
Here's another one that they built.
Gosh, these houses must be raised 6 feet off the ground.
Eight feet off the ground.
Wow.
That's above the floodplain.
The rebuilt homes tower over their neighbors, and that's intentional. Most of the structures that have been rebuilt across West Virginia have used federal disaster grant money, which requires structures be built 2 feet above the 100-year floodplain. Experts say that's a start toward making communities more resilient in the face of climate change, which will worsen flooding in an already flood-prone state. Nicholas Zegg is a climate scientist at West Virginia University.
Flooding certainly isn't new in West Virginia, but one thing that we're fairly confident is that flooding is going to increase in its frequency and increase in its intensity throughout the state.
While the federal rebuilding requirements are helpful, disaster experts say state and local governments have a crucial role to play too. In West Virginia, some officials do say they recognize the risks. Climate change is explicitly included in the state's hazard mitigation plan. Lonnie Bryson is with the West Virginia Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management.
So, I mean, if climate change has an effect on those things over a period of time, if we're trending toward just a drier or it's going to be wetter, then those are factors we considered in the mitigation plan.
But a review of public records show a state office created after the 2016 floods to coordinate resiliency efforts is barely up and running. After three meetings in 2017 and June 2018, the state resiliency office was told to disband further activities. The West Virginia Commerce Department, the parent agency of the resiliency office, did not respond to repeated requests for an interview. Adjutant General James Hoyer, head of the West Virginia National Guard, now heads the 2016 flood recovery. He says he has largely taken on the duties of the State Resiliency Office and thinks they're important, but he isn't thinking about climate change.
I would tell you, as the guy in uniform, you know, my job's not to get into those debates.
Nicholas Zegg, the climate scientist from WVU, says unless and until state leaders can openly discuss the risks climate change poses to the state, federal backstops and other piecemeal policy choices won't be enough.
But climate change is largely absent from conversations in Charleston.
Back in Raynell, John Wyatt says while the community still has a lot of concerns and questions about whether it's better prepared, the infusion of volunteers who came to town after the 2016 floods also changed his perspective about the community where he's lived for 70 years.
And they said, what a beautiful little town. And they saw all the good things that we weren't seeing. And it really made a lot of people stop and think.
He says Raynell isn't just physically rebuilding homes and businesses. The 2016 flood showed how resilient the people are, too. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson in Raynell, West Virginia.